It is obvious that I am not Mother Nayan. She is, however, recovering from illness and sends her very best wishes to you all. And I am honored to preach her sermon, which she has written on her behalf. In various ways, all of today's readings are about finding the right path and following it. And those of us who have allied and pledged ourselves to this path know that. We are here in this church, or following the actions and words of this church electronically, because we have made a choice to do so. It is what we pledged, or what was pledged for us, when we were baptized. It is what we reaffirmed when we were confirmed. And even with neither of those symbolic commitments, if we hear these words with an intention of belief and guidance, we need to examine again and again just what it is that we have chosen and what that means. I have told you before about visiting the ruins of ancient Corinth. While my companions were finishing their lunch, looking out over the hills beyond, I walked up through the little tourist lanes that form a route to the ruins. The old structures themselves are fenced in, and I presume they can be entered for a fee or with a guided group. But I just wanted to see them. The wire barrier was the least of the walls between what we hear in a reading like today's and where I stood in the 21st century. I think of the distribution of information as we know it, and how many and how rapidly and how divergent are the ways we now find out about anything that happens in the world. And I think again how the distribution of the good news of one Jewish teacher with a handful of largely unsophisticated, mostly working class followers got his news out to places like this flat, windy hill town above the Aegean. It shouldn't have worked, but it did. Today's passage about Elijah and Elisha tells us the remarkable story of the power of belief, trust, and tenacity that the ancient teachers and prophets possessed. And one of the great teachers of Christ's good news is heard in the letter to the followers in Galatia. In it, Paul reminds them that they can be free through the words and works of Jesus, but that being free is not license, but opportunity. They are free to be followers of Christ, to love and serve God, and free to love other people as much as they love themselves. It is obvious as we trace the course of history that these words, these lessons, these admonitions were heard, were written down, were promoted. But it is hard to find a great many places where it seems to be the dominant behavior. The good news has been distributed, but hearing and believing still needs a lot of work before we could have a world where they dominate human behavior. What would that world be like? When I was about 7 or 8, and I guess beginning to read at least parts of the daily newspaper, my mother told me that I once very seriously asked her why everything in the front part of the paper was about something bad. She admitted she was at a loss for an answer, but she couldn't quite disagree. And so we need to remind ourselves daily that we do have some good news, and we do have an obligation, as did the citizens of Corinth, to share it. Today's gospel can be troubling. We find Jesus at the end of his resurrection return. He is ready to depart, and he is not tempted to change his plan. His message was, "It's too late now for me to teach you. You must decide to follow what I've told you or not. Let me go. I have done what I came to do, and more." And in the final words of the passage, he uses a farming image, as he so often did, to make the point. You must look forward. Looking back toward what is done is not my message. Put yourselves onward. Look ahead. That's all you can influence. What is done is done. So often I've heard people begin a comment with something like, if only, or I wish that I had. Jesus reminds us that we can only go ahead. We cannot go back. It is a lesson for almost any part of our lives. At my age, it is probably a more sobering realization than for the rest of you. But it does put me in a good position to remind you to move on. Whatever you want to accomplish is very possibly ahead of you. Get busy. Have you been thinking of what you wanted to do with your life? Well, whatever it is, if it's not accomplished now, it still can be. Don't try to turn back. You can't. Corinth lies in ruins behind a wire fence. But I am here in Los Gatos, and I am telling you to listen to Jesus' words. Love the creator of the universe. Love others, all others, while we have time. Amen.